want it and when they need it.
Demand for veterinary services in the state of Minnesota has long outpaced the supply. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson had an opportunity to discuss the issue with University of Minnesota College of Veterinary Medicine Dean Dr. Laura Mulgard.
Dr. Mulgard, what is the impact that the veterinarian shortage has on the ag community and on local farmers as well?
The impact that it has is it makes it harder for people to hire veterinarians. It makes it harder for practice owners in certain areas to retire or to sell their practices. And the impact that it has on animal owners is increased wait times or longer drives, harder to find a veterinarian, harder to get access to veterinary care.
What are some of the steps that are being taken to tackle this shortage issue, and how do you view the College of Veterinary Medicine's role in that process?
We start with recruitment. We reach out to young people to try to get them excited about veterinary medicine, and we do that especially with young people who might not realize that they have a place in the profession. So that includes kids in rural communities who might have heard kind of outdated things about how you have to have a 4.0 or straight A's. That's just not true. We look at all kinds of things when we're recruiting. So we start with recruitment, and then we, through our admissions process, we take a really holistic look at the whole candidate, and we look at experience, letters of recommendation, as well as grades. And we have to be pretty selective because there are so many applicants. We have this year over 1,500 applicants for 125 seats.
What can you tell us about the recent partnership with SDSU? And are there any other potential solutions to help fight against this shortage?
The partnership with SDSU is unique, and that just started a few years ago. They spend their first 2 years at South Dakota State, and then they transfer to the University of Minnesota for their second 2 years of veterinary school. All veterinary students have done an undergraduate program first, so usually 3 or 4 years of undergraduate, and then they come to veterinary school for 4 years. So it's a brand new program, and they will graduate, the first class will graduate in 2025. So that expands our class size by 20 students, and those students are aiming for rural food and mixed animal practice. So that helps with this, address this challenge in really significant ways. There are a number of loan repayment programs that are aimed at addressing the veterinary shortage in rural areas. There is a state veterinary, rural veterinarian loan forgiveness program, and that's really important. We are able to offer loan forgiveness for five qualified candidates a year who spend greater than 50% of their time with food animal species. And then there's also a national, a federal loan forgiveness program. And there is a bill that's been in Congress for a number of years, but we're hopeful this year will be its year. And that's really about removing taxation. And that will just allow more of that funding to go towards those qualified.
That was Dean of the University of Minnesota's College of Veterinary Medicine, Dr. Laura Mulgard. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
International Dairy